please. Say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call.
Karen Stover.
Chris Starling.
Carol Pitt.
Kimberly Burton.
Jennifer D'Amico, Commissioner Miller's office.
Nicole Russell, Comprehensive Planning.
Thank you. Public comment. This is the period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board slash council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board or council wishes to extend the length of time, it will be done by the chairperson or council majority vote. Can I have approval of May 10th minutes? A motion, please?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
All right. Okay. And for this evening's minutes, do we have a motion for that?
Agenda?
I'm sorry, agenda, sorry, yes.
I'll make a motion if we approve this evening's agenda.
Thank you. I should read it, not try to go from my head.
That's
there we go.
Right.
Okay, any information, updates from Commissioner Miller's office?
Just two informational items. We have two that's
bless you.
June 17th and June 18th at Lone Mountain Dog Park. We're
going to
have the grand opening for the dog park on the 17th, and we're
going to
have the Northwest Country Fest on June
18th. Okay. Thank you. All right. Let's call our first item, which is VS22-0265, Azure Crest Trust, Ethel and McKnight.
Ethel.
I'm sorry?
Isn't that Ethel?
Ethel?
Yeah.
Ethel and others.
Oh, and others?
Yeah,
that's
okay. Ethel, yeah. Okay. And McKnight Patrick Trust, vacate and abandon easements of interest to Clark County, located between Mitchell Crest Way and Ruffian Road, and between, what's that, Regan?
Regina.
Regina Avenue and Azure Drive within Lone Mountain.
Good evening. My name is Pat McKnight. Is Steve Westmoreland, my partner. We're developing these lots into...
Could you just give me an address and spell your last name, please?
I live at 8102 Yucca Springs. Okay. McKnight is spelled M-C capital K-N-I-G-H-T.
Thank you. Okay. Whoever's speaking, just...
Want to introduce yourself?
He was the same thing for speaking.
Again. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, we're here just to request a vacate of the easement. It's a patent easement on the eastern boundary of the property.
I have a piece of paper if you want to see it.
Please.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, you can start over there.
Okay.
I'm mobile.
Azure Drive and Regina Avenue.
Okay, well, it's not on a street. It's back into someone else's property, correct?
BLM.
BLM now.
I don't think it matters.
So who is on this? I just want to look it up here. Regina.
And you started to say you're going to develop mm-hmm. these lots, or what?
Correct. We're going to develop it into 4 half-acre custom home lots.
Okay. Have it up.
Looking for it.
He's just pulling up on the map.
It's Regina, Azure. They run parallel to each other, and then the cross street is
Michelli Crest.
Campo, Kevin, Is it on the other side of the highway?
I don't know.
I don't know where Machili Crest Way is, do you?
Well, what are those empty lots you just blew past?
That's not it, that's the highway.
Oh.
That's Grand Montecito, that's not even close. I'm going the other side of 95 now. Regina, Azure.
That's Tenaya.
Where's Machili?
Yeah, I'm gonna bring it up here and I'll show you.
It's just, is it east or west of Rainbow? Is it east?
It is.
On the...
Centennial High School.
Okay, Centennial, so on the opposite side.
South Centennial.
Centennial High School then?
Yes.
This would be easier to see than the phone.
Oh, look, you have a bigger one, that's better.
There we go, okay. So that's the subject property right there. Well, I'm gonna zero out first, so you can see, the freeway here. Yeah, there's Centennial.
It's on the west side.
That's the corner, uh-huh. And then we'll zero in, and it is this corner right here. So that's Azure, and that's Machili Crest right there. This is BLM land here. The entrance will come right off of here. Do you need to see it over there? Okay.
And so
the patent easement is along this side right here, but the utilities are already in the street. Everything's all around there, so.
Okay, and what was the easement for originally? Just for patent easements, okay, 32-foot wide vacation, okay.
Yep.
Do you want to know, Matt?
Is it abandoned to the north of you as well? The lot to the north, the easement?
I don't know the answer to that. It must be, because he's built on that property, so.
Well, it looks like he doesn't have anything on the edge. It looks like the wall stops and his property goes out further.
Yeah, but it's a 30-foot easement.
So that's wider than that, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'm gonna bring it to, you have anything else, any other comments? Okay, I'm gonna open it to the public. If anybody has a comment about this item, please come up.
Name, address?
Mike Riveney, R-I-V-N-E-Y. My address is 10325 West Regina Avenue. I live right on the corner of Regina and Machili Crest Way. So, I'm just trying to understand what's going on here. How much of an interest does the county have in keeping it or letting it go? I mean, I'm trying to understand how this is going to be used. What's the reason for retaining it? How are you guys going to use that?
Okay, let's just, over here, please. So question I have for you. You're the house just on the north side of Regina?
On the west side, on the south side of Regina, on the west side of Machili Crest Way, southwest corner.
Okay, and then you're the one down there. Okay, gotcha. So you on the southwest corner of the intersection?
Yeah, the intersection right there. I'll be on the southwest corner.
So, okay, so you're on the west side of Machili Crest, the south side of Regina.
Uh-huh, right.
So that's your house right here. Okay. All right. So your question is,
they're asking for this. So what is, I want to know what the pros and cons are of this. You know, I want to know what's going on in my area. So far, everything I've heard about the project is pretty copacetic, but this is new to me, and so I want to understand this.
So right now, basically, let's see. Anybody else have anything else to say, anything to talk about on this item? Okay, I got your question. Let's let her go, and then we'll go from there.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
My name is Lila Desatoff. Last name is spelled D-E-S-A-T-O-F-F. I'm at 6215 Machili Crest Way. I'm at the corner of Machili Crest and Azure. I'm the only house on that corner.
So you're on the southeast?
Northeast.
Northeast, okay, so opposite corner. Okay, gotcha.
All three other corners are vacant. So
northeast? No, there's nothing there. Northwest, you're on. There's nothing.
Yeah,
it's a vacant piece. Because they're asking for. Northwest, okay.
So whatever they do there is going to cut off my entire view of North Las Vegas, which is fabulous right now, but I just wanted to find out what's going on.
Okay, alrighty.
As long as it's half acre properties, I'm not concerned.
Okay, well, that's not an issue this evening about the size of the lots. All we're doing is about the easement that's on the east side of the property. And as for your views, that hasn't been brought in front of us, so we don't know, and I don't think that's an option at the moment. So I apologize about that. But
you could speak to them.
Yeah, you could speak.
You can give them, they're right there at the end. Just talk to them. Okay. For the easement, the patent easement, that's an easement for utilities or whatever the case is. And at this time, what was his name, Mike? What was it? I didn't write his name down.
Mike, I think.
Mike.
Mike,
so real quick, that's an easement, so he could build on that piece of land, build his property, extend it out wider. That's, and there was an easement put there in the future for utilities to go through there. Correct me if I'm wrong on that?
Actually, any land that was owned by BLM has these patent easements for access as well as utilities. But a property cannot be developed until these patent easements have been vacated and abandoned so that they can develop the property. Any development would still have to meet all codes and ordinances.
But this is not BLM land, right?
It previously was BLM land, and that's why there's patent easements. Most of the valley was BLM land.
Right.
It was sold, and patent easements have to be vacated in order to go.
So it's next to BLM land. And I hope it never gets sold, but it's possible it could get sold.
Possible, yes.
Yeah. What happens, you know?
What?
So,
somebody
are we keeping this in mind? Future.
That's the government here. You can go talk to the government on that one when they sell it.
That land gets sold, and BLM, that land does get sold out here. So what happens on, do they have easement on their side for the utilities or whatever?
The utilities usually go on the streets, and if they're on a lot that's sold, they have to be vacated and abandoned, just like Nicole's expressed.
Could they incorporate that to setbacks or something like that if they needed it?
Well, there's no reason to. At the end of the day, they're supposed to be vacated.
Yes, setbacks are.
Yes, they're supposed to be vacated. Setbacks are part of the code, which they already have to comply to.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to make a motion here. I'm going to make a motion to approve VS22-0265 Azure Crest.
I second the motion.
I agree.
Okay.
We don't have to second.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. All right, guys, you okay? Have a good night.
Hi.
Hi there.
All in favor.
There you go.
You didn't ask the question, so I forgot. Carol, do you vote?
Okay, sorry?
I'll say okay. I just don't think we answered that guy's question.
You got to talk to him out there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's, she did. She answered her question very well, Nicole.
But
did.
Not that he understood it.
Well, that's not my fault at the end of the day. I'm not here to...
Well, we are kind of.
No, are we here? Do we have to make sure everybody understands?
No. I mean, he'll have to talk to the builder.
They're outside, yes. Okay. And the lady would have to.
And Carol, they just stood, they stood up there and said they're going to put 4 half-acre houses on this land.
He's too busy on his phone earlier.
Yeah, but they don't listen, so.
Oh.
All right, next one. WS22-0256. I'm going to butcher this name, so I have it written down here. Let's try. Okay. Mukhtar
Shahid.
Waiver of development standards of the following modified driveway width design review for an additional single family residential model for a previously approved single family residential development on 8.1 acres in an RE zoned. Generally located on the west side of Torrey Pines Drive, 625 feet south of Farm Road within Low Mountain. Applicant?
Good evening. Hi. Members of the town board, Stephanie Allen, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive. I'm here on behalf of the applicant, Lennar Homes. This property, as you just mentioned, is on the west side of Torrey Pines. It's just south of Farm Road. It's in an RMP, so it's all half-acre lots, and it's actually already been approved for a tentative map. Prior to Lennar putting the property into escrow. This is the map that's already approved. It's for 16 lots, all single-story homes. All of the lots are over the 18,000 net square footage. So we're not changing anything with respect to the layout or what's already approved. All that we're here for is a driveway width waiver so that they can allow the big 4-car, 3-car, and 4-car garages. In the county, it's kind of funny. You can't have a width of a garage driveway wider than 28 feet. So this waiver allows us to have the larger 3 and 4 car garages. There's also a design review for additional models. These are their larger one-story homes, up to 4,200 square feet, that would be added to the previously approved one-story homes. So these go up to 24 feet in height because of the RV car garage, but the RV car garage, as you guys know, I'm sure, is super popular, especially in the R&D, because people yes. love to have room to park their toys. So there's a requirement that you not exceed 60% in the front and side yards of hardscape. We meet that requirement on every single lot. We're under that 60% threshold. And they always do pavers on the driveways, so the front yards look really nice. It's not like it's totally dominated by a garage. But that's the purpose of the waiver. Staff is supporting it. It's been approved a number of times with these particular models. And hopefully it'll be updated in the new county code update, so that we won't have to come in all the time for these waivers. But with that said, happy to answer any questions, and we very much appreciate your approval.
That all questions.
Oh, go ahead.
Sorry. So the houses with the RV garages, that's just an option that they can choose from, right? That's not that the developer is going to actually, oh, we're putting in X amount of these and X amount of these. It's for the home buyers to choose as they develop them, correct?
Correct. This would be their option to choose this elevation.
Okay. Because, I mean, one of the reasons, for my personal opinion, is that we choose single-story homes so that we don't have 24-foot roof lines, because we don't want high roof line. I mean, I get the whole RV thing, but the whole point of the single, I mean, technically, that's a two-story house with a 20, if you have a 24-foot roof, it's a two-story house. So I just want to make sure that not all of them are going to be that big. I understand the need for the RV, and I do appreciate that. But again, in the R&P, we want the lower ceilings, the bigger lots with smaller houses on them. 4,200 square foot home is beautiful and gorgeous, and they fetch a lot of money, but you're not saving the land. And so that's just my personal opinion, but thank you for answering my question about how, if those are just an option for people to choose from.
There's other elevations that are right. 21 feet in height and get without.
Thank you for that.
Are there two stories in this?
No,
it's single story, but it's 24.
That kind of defeats the purpose.
Is there a limit on how many you're going to put in with these RV garages?
We'd like to keep the flexibility, just because, you know, home buyers like to choose their
it's
lots.
Buyer option. They're so, putting it out there as an option
that.
For the buyers.
I understand that. I mean, if you're really concerned, you could ask to limit a certain percentage of the houses would be allowed to have it.
Can I ask a question real quick? You said something about 60% of the front and side yard with the RV garage, but I missed part of it.
So for any, not just the RV garage,
no, it's
but
in general.
The county code, you can only have you can't have any more than 60% of front and side yard hardscaped. Okay. They want landscaping. And so we have a chart here that shows every single lot that meets it and is well below that 60%.
So you are restricted, but you are going to be tracking the size of the lot. For
yeah,
that.
Oh yeah. Yep, we need it all.
That's my experience, that the developer has to go through and say, okay, these are the lots that will hold that RV or whatever.
Yeah, yes, we've done that. And we need the
okay. If I can ask Nicole, and the design review for the single family, it's just because they were approved before 21 going up to 24 now. And what, I don't recall very many of these coming for the height in front of us. Isn't it 30
it's
something?
It's the driveway. It's well, not the height, it's the driveway.
To what was originally approved, we got another design review on there.
Okay.
So we can review the floor plans.
Oh, because we approved it before at the 21. We didn't really care about the height that much at the time.
Right. As I understand, there wasn't RV garages.
Correct. I understand now.
These three options right here got
you.
New additions.
New additions, which are that?
Quiet.
Understand. Okay. Yes. Okay.
So those have already been reviewed and accepted?
The prior, the 21
okay.
feet, but now she's going to add RV garages, so you need an extra 3 feet. So the layout was...
So I'm understanding that...
And the driveway is two items.
The driveway.
Correct, two items. The height and the width of the driveway.
The driveway is up to 51.2 feet instead of 28.
Correct.
Right.
So you can have a four-car garage. Yes.
Right.
So it's up to 51. That's going to be on everything?
No, up to. So whoever chooses four-car garage. If you charge a two-car garage, you're two. Three, you're three. Four, you're four. So, and they're all options. They're not standard.
Correct.
So somebody might only, all, every house might have two, or every house might have four. Whatever they pick. Yes. Okay, I'm going to open it up to the public here, if anybody else on the board is finished.
Okay.
Okay. Anybody from the board, from the public have a comment about this project? No? Seeing none. Okay. Let's come, anybody else at the board have anything else?
No.
Nope. Somebody want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Okay.
I make a motion we approve WS220252 Car Ashadi, and I won't restate it, however, with all developmental standards as
Buck
County.
Aye. Aye. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Have a good night.
You too. Okay. Our next meeting is the 28th of June. The 14th is canceled because of voting. Right? CC's. And then, close your up.
Is there anybody here that wants to speak to
me? Oh, I'll ask, but it doesn't even ask me that here. No, he's leaving now. Everybody, public comment? Nope.
Nope.
It's not even on here. Look here.
We used to have it on there at the end. Yeah.
I was just following the rule. Yeah, yeah, looking on here.
We used to have it on there.
Well, what, baby?
Did they stop the public comment?
Nicole?
At the end?
No.
It's at the beginning. I know, but they
used to put it at the bottom. Because I follow it word for word.
Okay, no,
can I get you here for about 5 minutes?
Yeah, well, general business is not here.
Do
who makes
have
these
5 minutes?
Who makes these up?
Me?
You do? You missed the general business and public comment. I didn't care. not yet. You're adjourned. No, she's dead. I'm sure she probably has something to say. I'm sure she has a lot to say.
Thank you.